Showtime drama The Kie defunds police as the real Chicago is suffocated by crime. By Warner Todd Houston on June 1, 2021. Last week's episode of the Showtime drama series The Chief features a corrupt Chicago mayor responding to a cop using excessive force by defunding the Chicago Police Department. Last week's episode, Soul Food, depicts Drake, Luke James, nearly stabbing a racist CPD officer to death. The officer had assaulted Trick's 15-year-old brother, Michael Epps, in a previous episode, and Trick was out for revenge. At the hospital, corrupt Chicago Mayor Otis Dowda Perry, Curtis Cook, confronts Officer Reeves, Christian Lipke, in the hospital. During the visit he calls him a racist bad cop who beats up black youths without any justification. Later, Mayor Perry appears before the media and says people are more valuable than property, in response to a question about rioters looting. Racist cops will not be tolerated on my watch. This people are more valuable than property line is one being used in real-life Democrat politics. The Democrat governor of North Carolina used the phrase in a Twitter thread. As the episode begins to come to its conclusion, the corrupt mayor calls a quick press conference where, without consulting his staff or the Chicago City Council, he announces he is defunding the Chicago Police Department effective immediately. Mayor Dowda unleashes this tirade. There's a war going on outside. The police are on one side, and the black community is on the other. And right now the black community is losing. I'm tired of us feeling like our lives don't matter. We can't walk to school. We can't go for a jog. We can't babysit our nieces and nephews. We can't even sleep in our own beds. The definition of crazy is doing the same thing again and again and expecting things to change. I'm done waiting. Today I'm gonna change our city forever. I've decided to defund the police. Meanwhile, in real-life Chicago, thus far this year the Chicago Police Department is responsible for 6 officer-involved shootings in which 3 were killed. Last year, 7 were killed, and in 2019, 6 were killed by the CPD. Compared to the numbers of people killed in Chicago's, usually, gang-related shootings across the city, the number of those shot by the Chicago police is minute. So far in 2021, the Windy City has suffered 250 shooting deaths. In 2020 a whopping 719 were shot and killed. And in 2019 the city lost 463 citizens gunned down by other citizens. The numbers show that the Chicago police are not wandering around the city indiscriminately shooting down black children, or anyone. However, black children really are being murdered in Chicago, with over 100 shot this year and 16 deaths. Just not by the police. To relate just a few of the recent shootings of children in real-life Chicago, one has only to look at the city's news headlines. ABC 7, Chicago shooting, boy, 16, shot and killed in Roseland, police say. ABC News, 7-year-old girl shot dead in broad daylight in Chicago, mayor heartbroken and angered. NBC 5, 15-year-old girl shot while walking dog in Washington Park, Chicago police. Sun-Times, 15-year-old boy shot in drive-by shooting. Police said he was walking home. Sun-Times, boy, 13, is shot just a block from where he came to the aid of a 10-year-old girl. These headlines, a sample-size view into the harsh real-life horror for many in Chicago, show the Chi to be completely out of alignment with reality. The Showtime series, created by Lena Waithe, is more left-wing propaganda, pushing a lie that Chicago police officers are roaming the city beating and shooting black people at will, than a non-fiction TV drama reflecting life for the people living in the Windy City. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.